Welcome to A Better Way to Heal podcast. I am your host, Dr. Rachel Gregg. Each episode, I will be bringing you powerful interviews or solo episodes to help take your life, health, fitness, and mindset to the next level. Get ready to step outside your comfort zone and find the beauty that awaits on the other side. If you are ready to start your journey to the best version of you, let's get started. This episode was sponsored by Audible. I love to use Audible to get in my daily personal development, learn new health and wellness tips that include ways to strengthen my body from the inside out, building my mindset muscle, improving my stress resilience, and continuing to learn even more about gut health and the microbiome. Audible is my opportunity to listen to positivity and growth, leaving behind the stresses of the world. Just use the code Dr. D-R Rachel R-A-C-H-E-L Greg G-R-E-G-G dash 20 today to get started on your Audible subscription. You won't be sorry that you did. I want to talk about a topic that I feel is very important right now. It's important all the time, but especially with everything that is happening in our world today, I want to talk about our immune system. And I want to talk about something that is not, maybe it's clear about our immune system. It's priming versus boosting our immune system. So boosting is when you pretty much put your immune system into attack mode. So it is going to go after everything. It's going to go after everything that you're coming in contact in externally coming in. And it's also going to go after your own cells. So you're pretty much like hyperactivating your immune system, which there are times short term that this is a good idea, but long term can cause autoimmune and things like that. So that's what we're talking about today. Thank you for joining me. I can't get over sometimes how awesome it is to be here with you on the audio podcast, or if you're watching me on YouTube and subscribing to my YouTube channel. So anyway, priming versus boosting. So I'm going to go into that because honestly, till recently, that was kind of a confusing thing for me. I didn't fully understand it. I pretty much just turned one into the other, the same thing to me. But priming basically gets you, it's like when you're doing workouts and you're not really training for a certain event, but you're just training to be stronger, to be faster, have more endurance, whatever it is. And then boosting is like, oh, I'm doing the event. It's coming up. I gotta crush it, right? Those last few weeks, you feel like sometimes you're making up for lost time and you got yourself ready to go. So priming helps you build the muscle that helps you to pay attention to things that are coming into your body. But it helps you to pay attention to stuff it needs to pay attention to, such as viruses, pathogens, bacteria, potential cancer cells, not just like the regular cells in your body. That's what sometimes will happen as we're boosting. So we want our bodies, our immune systems, to actually be able to ignore certain bacteria, like healthy bacteria that will take over our good gut cells and do some amazing work for us. So you want to keep your immune system humming along. It's pretty much like your car. You don't want to put too much power into the battery, right? Or the engine or whatever, and you're just going to blow it up. So some things that you've probably heard on the news quite a bit since all of this has been going on, especially if you're listening to it during our virus pandemic thing that's happening. You're hearing a lot about washing your hands. I'm a big proponent of washing your hands on a regular basis. Good hygiene is just a good idea. I'm not a big proponent of the hand sanitizers. If you're at an event, you're using one of the outdoor porta potties, that's your option. Okay. Those times, yes. But on a regular basis, it actually kills good bacteria. You have so much bacteria, so many viruses, so many things, funguses and everything all over your body, but they actually benefit you too. They actually keep you healthy. So when you're sanitizing things and sterilizing things too much, that's when issues happen. So washing your hands, stress, lower chronic stress, and do things like priming your immune system that helps to improve stress resilience. So stress resilience may be a new term that you're not as familiar with. Basically, it's your ability. It's not that you're never going to get stressed, because stress is part of life. It's what really stress builds diamonds, right? So it keeps us alive. But it's being able to handle those stressful times and continue to thrive, right? Not letting it stop you. So we all deal with stress. It's how do we deal? How do we trudge through the good and the bad? Because there's good and bad stress. Improving your sleep quality. So improving your ability to get, quality sleep. I hear from people that I work with and that, follow the protocol, the supplement protocol that I work with them on. And they say, okay, I'm getting the same amount of sleep, 4 to 5 hours, maybe an hour, maybe they're only getting 3 or some, but the quality of their sleep is so much better. And then we can work on the length of sleep. But for some of these people, they haven't gotten a full cycle of REM sleep in years, and they can't figure out why they keep waking up exhausted. Essential nutrients. So, I'm big on eating healthy foods, plenty of water, but I am huge on supplementation. So I work with myself every day on this. I work with my clients. I work with people that just come to me for the supplements themselves. So you need to get those essential nutrients, your vitamins, your minerals, your phytonutrients. So those things that give fruits and vegetables their bright color. Amino acids, you gotta get plenty of fiber. And the fiber that I use for myself and my clients is specifically for the strains of bacteria. So I'm gonna put it out there when I'm talking about the Amari supplements that I use with my clients and use in my daily use. There is a system that is synergistically put together. So the fiber is specifically for the bacteria that we take. It feeds that bacteria. It helps with that immune system. It's priming the immune system. So plenty of water, of course. So your antioxidants, your vitamin D, and like I said, this whole line that I use, I can't say enough about it. And so if you've been following me for a little while, I've been, I don't necessarily throw the name out there, but it's the line that I use. And if you want to know more, obviously you can reach out to me and follow me on my social media platforms. And here, this is where you are at. You can find all my information too. So you have to find ways to decrease stress. Cortisol is your stress hormone in your body. It is the brainchild of all the rest of the hormones. So if you have high cortisol, stress hormone, you're going to lower your ability to fight off infections of any kind, viruses, funguses, bacteria, any other pathogens that you may come into contact with. You're always in contact with viruses. You're bombarded. If you knew how many viruses you came into contact with on a daily basis, you probably wouldn't be freaking out as much about this one in particular. But anyway, getting back to cortisol, the stress hormone, it is actually catabolic. So it breaks things down. It breaks your system down. So that is why you hear so often that stress causes so much disease, so much sickness, because it's actually running down and lowering your body's ability to fight off things that you get in contact with. So like I said at the beginning, you want to avoid overstimulating the immune system, because that is when you create allergies, food intolerances and allergies, autoimmune conditions, because your body is just always, you hear that fight or flight stage, your body is always in that fight stage. You have that high cortisol and your body is always like, I'm going to attack, and I'm going to attack some more. So that's where you get the food, whatever you ingest. You hear people all the time, you know, I have like 10 foods I can eat and that's it. And that's all gut related. I haven't even mentioned that yet in this episode, but if you've listened to my previous episodes, the gut is your immune system. 70%, even as high as 90, just like your hormones of your immune system, is in your gut. And your gut is where you metabolize your food, right? So it makes sense that it might show up as a food allergy. It can also show up as an allergy. So, you know, you're reacting to the molds and the grasses and all the things that for a lot of people don't cause problems, but for some, it may. I just moved to San Antonio in November and I kept getting warned by people, just wait till cedar season happens. And I maybe had a little bit of a runny nose here and there, but nothing compared to some people that have lived here for 30, 40 or more years. So that was proof to me that what I'm doing to help support my gut is really working. So support gut health. More, you're going to hear me say some of the same things over and over again, but more high fiber foods, your fruits, your vegetables, your nuts, your seeds, getting in. I use a fiber powder that we have. And it, like I said, it's specifically for the fiber that feeds the bacteria that I'm taking in my probiotic. Okay. Whole foods, lowering high sugar processed foods. So again, supplements, nutrition, movement, move your body. That's going to help build not only the external muscles that you see, but internally, it's good muscles too. And then of course, mindset is a huge thing. So what you believe you can achieve, all those things, but it is a real thing. So prime versus boosting. When you're priming, you're building up your microbiome. That's your probiotics, your prebiotics, and your phytobiotics. So the prebiotic is what is the food for the probiotic. And then the phytonutrients help support the prebiotic as well. So it's a three-lock system. And one of our powders in our fundamentals core nutrition program has those three pieces right in it. So that helps prime the immune system. We also have a product that looks at a lot of different herbal remedies too that help support and prime the system. Boosting, again, your body reacts to everything. So I'm just trying to hammer that home because it was a new thing for me. So again, you don't want to stimulate the immune system unless you have been exposed. Okay. So if you feel like you've been exposed to something for 2 to 3 days, you're going to increase things like vitamin C, echinacea, zinc, and then back off. It's not something you want to chronically have your system revved up. It's the fall season and you know you're around a bunch of little kids that were, you know, rubbing their nose and their eyes were running and they were sneezing and coughing, you know, go in and pack in that vitamin C, that zinc, and do your thing. So there's some different ways that you can boost your gut health. And the beautiful thing is that your gut has many layers to it. They're always changing. So you really can heal your gut fairly quickly. But it also can be a process too. So you have to be patient. I usually tell any of my clients, anyone that starts new with me, give it 90 days. Give it 90 days and let's reevaluate. Doesn't mean we stop after 90 days, but we maybe have to change some things up add some things in. It's amazing. What I see with people very quickly is their energy goes up. They start sleeping better. And that all contributes to helping with your immune system. So you may or may not have heard of leaky gut. Leaky gut is basically when you have perforations in your gut. If you want to think of, you know, they're called tight junctions. But if you're watching me, like my fingers are really close together. You can't really get through. But what happens as you continue to eat foods that your body is either reacting to, can't digest because it's processed, you start to get these openings. And then things, instead of your food being absorbed in a fashion where your body can handle the nutrition part of it, you actually get food particles and toxins. Because remember, this is your gut. You're breaking things down. Goes back into your bloodstream. So that's when some crazy things happen. And that, again, gets your immune system super revved up. So we see crazy autoimmune conditions. It can be things like rheumatoid arthritis. It can be things like lupus. It's going to cause a lot of inflammation. You have a lot of damage going on in your gut. So that's your immune system. So our goal here is to build that microbiome full of good bacteria, good bugs in your gut. You want to build the integrity of the gut. So you're going to work towards healing a leaky gut if you do indeed have one. And so eating more fiber actually helps to kind of calm things down and also to continue to keep that microbiome in a good place. So in times like this, people ask, what should I be doing? And, you know, you want to be eating healthy foods. You want to be shopping the exterior of your grocery store. You want to, you know, be drinking plenty of water to flush out any toxins that you may have in your body, but also allow things to move in your body. So you're metabolizing food, you're getting the vitamins and minerals where they need to go, right? It's that same, you know, feeling. It looks like a body of water, right? That you have a body of water that doesn't move. You see the gunk on top. And then you have this stream that's just constantly flowing and constantly moving, and it's clean. And you can drink from it potentially, right? So it's that same idea. You're either going to get that sludge that's just sitting there and creating toxic load for your body and draining your energy and your body's ability to ward off sickness. Because some people want to know, well, you know, why are people testing positive for certain viruses and certain, and they don't get sick? It's because your body, and I think this is the most important idea, their body is like, oh, okay, but I know how to use this in a positive way, because we actually were created with viruses already here. We actually need viruses to survive, believe it or not. Like, they are in our DNA. And so we can live with them as long as we're keeping ourselves healthy, with a healthy immune system, lower stress, because stress is when the viruses release. So there's so much more I could get into about that. And there's also a thought that increased healthy bacteria actually increases the amount of short chain fatty acids that you have in your body, which helps lower cholesterol, which helps with heart disease. Fatty acids actually do help with inflammation. They're like, you know, super great at helping keep cells stable. So it's an antioxidant of its own. And also digestive enzymes. So taking digestive enzymes, even with or without food, there are benefits both ways, can set the right environment in your GI tract, the right pH to help break things down, to help your body handle to keep and what it needs to get rid of. So again, priming versus boosting. Boosting is a very short-term remedy or solution to keeping your body healthy. And priming is basically the muscle. It's the muscle behind it. So I hope that cleared things up for you, because I know when I first was hearing about this, I was like, whoa, I need to look into this deeper. I didn't really know there was a difference, but there certainly is. So if you want to know more about what I am doing with my clients, again, I use a gut brain access protocol with a, you know, the focus is mental wellness of the company, but gut health, for those of you who are just starting to kind of hear about this a little bit more, is the ability of your body to truly heal. So truly heal from an autoimmune condition. Your body is amazing. Your body can heal. Your body can fight things off. And I do challenge you, especially in times where we have a lot of things coming at us and will be coming at us in the near future, is that you need to focus on your immunity and your own personal health. And if you truly want to take control of what your body can do, because it's amazing when you let it work the way it wants to, I definitely challenge you to do that. So thank you for tuning in again to A Better Way to Heal. Again, if you're watching me on YouTube, just subscribe. I would love it. Let me know what you think. If you're on the podcast, feel free, you know, subscribe, share this with someone. Feel free to reach out if you want to know more about this topic. And yeah, I'm just so glad that I could share this with you. And until next time, be happy and be healthy.
Thank you so much for spending some time with me today on A Better Way to Heal podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would be forever grateful if you would take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review. I thank you for sharing this episode with someone else who needs to hear this information today. I look forward to meeting you here in each episode with great guests and useful information. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy.